What does God's word say, and how can we do this? I'm going to give it to a root cause of a lot of problems and to avoid a lot of problems. Now, if you're young, you're fortunate enough to listen and learn from this, and hopefully you're wise enough to do that, and you won't make the mistakes that some of us adults have made. If you're older and you've made these mistakes, hopefully you can learn how to fix them and how not to make them again. And if you're an adult and hadn't made these mistakes, or if you have and you don't know it, maybe you can learn today how not to do it. Psalms 11, and it says in verse 1, it says, "In the Lord put I my trust. How say ye to my soul? Flee as a bird to your mountain." It says, I put my trust in the Lord. What are you trying to threaten me and make me all be all worried about? "For lo, the wicked bend their bow. They make ready their arrow upon the string, that they may privily shoot the upright in heart. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyelids behold, his eyelids try the children of men." So in Psalms 11, we see that if we're secure and if we're doing right and our foundations are right, the Lord is taking care of us and we don't need to worry about what happens. But if the foundations are destroyed, even the righteous people can't do anything. If that foundation is wrong, it doesn't matter how good a Christian or how good your desire or how hard you work. If the foundations be destroyed, how can the righteous do it? I want to talk tonight about foundations, dealing with life's foundations and wisdom to help with life's foundations. There's a lot in the Bible about the foundation of things. I want to focus on that today and show you how it applies to helping people and to helping ourselves. Let's go ahead and pray together. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you that it teaches us about the foundations and about how to base our lives on things and how to have a solid ground underneath of us, Lord. And Lord, this is a world that doesn't have a lot of good foundation. And matter of fact, you say that all the world's foundation is sand and your foundation is a solid rock. And I pray tonight, Lord, that we would build our foundations right. And if we built them wrong, help us to see it and help us to know what to do about it. And Lord, please show us what to do in our foundations and have us have wisdom to help. We need your spirit now to guide us in this. So please help us. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, all throughout the Bible, it talks about foundations. And even righteous people in this verse are messed up if the foundations are destroyed, the base of something, the bottom of something. And the Bible strongly emphasizes foundations. And if we can just go to the New Testament, in the book of Luke, Luke chapter 6, foundations are very strongly emphasized and are very are talked about a lot and are a base of so many things. And if you don't have your foundations right, everything else is kind of messed up. And that's, if you know anything about building, you know that about houses and about other structures. And we'll talk about that. And it says in Luke chapter 6, Luke chapter 6 and verse 46, "And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is a man that built an house and digged deep and laid a foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon the house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man without a foundation built an house upon the earth against which the stream did beat vehemently and immediately it fell, and the ruin of the house was great." So we see another foundation story. It says, Jesus said, those who listen to me are like a person who builds their house, dig deep into a rock foundation and place their house upon a rock. And storms came, but it hit the rock and nothing happened. The rock stayed there. But the person who doesn't follow my sayings is like a person who puts his house upon sand. And when the storm comes, the sand washes away and erodes. And we've seen this in Washington during the winter rains and things like that. You ever seen those? Remember, well, I guess it's been like 1995 where they had the big rains and the houses started, they were built too close to the edge of the cliff, started sliding down the cliffs. And you don't got a good foundation, doesn't matter. Well, my house is up to code. I got a house, my house is built. I got 2x6 studs and they're every 16 inches and everything's code and everything. Well, it doesn't matter if your house is sliding down a hill, unless it's on skis. It doesn't really matter much because it'll collapse and it doesn't matter. And it says those who don't go and those who don't build their house upon Jesus Christ, the foundation of Jesus Christ, they are like a person who builds their house upon a sand if you don't do what God says. And by the way, this whole world's foundation is sand. whether it's money, whether it's wealth, whether it's entertainment or health or whatever you build your life upon, it crumbles in the end. And all, unless you have Jesus Christ, it all falls apart. And the Bible keeps mentioning foundations. And let me take another passage on it in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and more about foundations. First Corinthians in chapter, let's see, 1 Corinthians chapter 3. And it says, I'll go down to verse 9. If we are laborers together with God, ye are God's husbandry, ye are God's building. So he says, you as Christians are a building that we build. And you're God's project, and we are laboring together to build you. Verse 10, according to the grace which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation. Now notice that. Paul says, I lay the foundation in you. So I'm building your lives. I lay the foundation in your life. That's very important for you to understand, because if you want wisdom to help people, you must understand when you minister to people and when you win them to Christ and you work with them, you are the builder. That's what it says. Jesus Christ is the foundation. You're the builder, though. And Paul says, I'm a wise master builder. I know how to lay a foundation, and I know how to build a life. And he says, but I am the wise master builder. I have laid a foundation, and another buildeth thereon. So Paul said, I laid a foundation in this church. I started the church, and I started your life, but I left you, and I went and started another church, and now somebody else builds this church. And they're building your lives. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon, for no other foundation... For other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, which is Christ Jesus. Now if any man build upon these foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and stubble, every man's work shall be made manifest, for the day shall declare it, for it shall be revealed by fire, and for the fire shall try every man's work for what sort it is. So we are represented in spiritually as a house. The foundation of that is Jesus Christ. How we build thereon determines our rewards and everything else. And other people help build us and build our lives, and that's what we see in this passage. I mean, a few thoughts real quickly. One, you can have a wise master builder. And part of the thing of laying a foundation in somebody's life is you've got to lay that foundation right. Or if they don't have the right foundation, everything's messed up. Number two, they lay the foundation of Jesus. Your foundation is the concrete under your house. That foundation, that thing underneath your house is supposed to be Jesus. If you don't lay that right, then everything's messed up. If a person doesn't start off right with Jesus as their foundation, then everything's messed up after that. If a church doesn't start out right with Jesus as their foundation, everything's messed up, because Jesus Christ is supposed to be the foundation. He's called the chief cornerstone, and he's our foundation of our life and our church and our families and everything else. Number three, it says, be careful how you build thereon. Verse 10, but let every man take heed how he builds thereupon. So there's two parts, laying the right foundation and building on that foundation. And both parts we're supposed to be very careful about, because foundations are very important in the Bible. When I understood this truth, it helped me tremendously to be able to help people and to know how to help people. Once I learned the truth about the foundations of people's lives and understood this foundation thing. There's a lot about this right here, and there's a lot about foundations, and if you grasp this, it'll gain you many years on how to deal with people and how to help people, because if the foundation is wrong, no matter what you do in the house is always wrong. It took me a long time to learn that. I was trying to patch houses up when the foundation was sagging. And I can keep trying to patch that house, but it's not going to do a lot of good. It's going to keep cracking, the walls are. If the foundation is all broken apart, unless you can repair the foundation, all the other stuff, you can repaint a bunch of cracked walls and things that are collapsing, but it doesn't really fix the problem. But you can't see it anymore. Doesn't matter. And just because you can't see a problem anymore doesn't mean it's not going to crumble someday. We've all done that before, haven't we? We made something look okay, and then it wasn't okay when it was tried. And so it helps you a lot to help people if you understand foundation. I just want to give you a few points on this. Number one, the right foundation must be laid, which is Jesus. Well, Pastor, that's obvious. But listen, here comes a person to church. Let me just illustrate these things in a lot of ways. Here comes a person to church. And they say, oh, I love church so much, and boy, I've always been religious, and I just feel so good, and I go to church, and da-da-da, and all that stuff's great, and I'm glad they come to church, but that's not a good foundation for the Christian life. The foundation is Jesus Christ. Because that same person all of a sudden on Sunday says, you know what, I'm not comfortable here anymore, I'm not going to go to church. Why? Because their foundation wasn't Jesus. The foundation of why you go to church should be a person. Well, you know what, I'm not going to go to church anymore because the preacher preached and it offended me. Your foundation wasn't Jesus. If the preacher preached and offended you, your foundation's Jesus, not the preacher saying what you want to hear. See, when somebody will go and eventually will, they should grow into getting a foundation of Jesus Christ in their life. Well, you know what? I just don't have time to pray. And you know what? I just can't read the Bible. I just don't feel like going to church right now. I've got a lot to do in my life. Your foundation of your life is not Jesus Christ. Many people go to church and do religious things, stuff like that, but Jesus Christ is not the foundation of their life. If Jesus Christ is the foundation of your life, if the government's going to kill you, you're still going to sneak into church somehow. You're willing to take all kinds of persecution. But you know, we are so far from Jesus Christ being the foundation of our lives that, you know what, if the heater doesn't work right at church, people aren't going to come. If it's a sunny day and they can go down to the pier and mess around down here in Des Moines, they aren't going to come to church. And we have so little foundation in Jesus Christ. And all of a sudden, somebody didn't pat them on the back or somebody crossed on the other side of the church is bothered them and they're not going to come back now. That's because your foundation wasn't Jesus. Your foundation was church was fun or you felt good about yourself. That's not a good foundation. Well, my foundation is my parents tell me to come to church. That's not a good foundation. You ought to go to church if your parents tell you to come to church, and I'm glad you come to church if you only do it because your parents tell you you should, and parents should do that. But you know what? You've got to get to the point where you love Jesus enough where you're going to come to church whether your parents go or not. That's getting the foundation of Jesus Christ in your life. Well, things aren't fun right now, and church is kind of boring. Your foundation is not church being entertaining. That's why churches all over have video game consoles all over church, so the kids will be entertained. You know they have that. You seen that? I mean, literally hundreds of video game consoles all around the church, so kids in between church and before church and after church will come so they can play video games. The foundation is not entertainment. The foundation is not a building. But many foundations get built wrong. And a Christian, you can tell by how they respond, whether depending upon or their foundation is built on man. Well, I'm just not going to go to church anymore because you know what? I wanted you to sing Amazing Grace. You haven't sung it in 6 weeks. That's it? You don't have much of a foundation. If you love Jesus, you go to church. If we had to not sing at all because we're in an underground church in China. Because your foundation is not, well, I wanted this kind of song service, so I'm going to go to church. That's not why I go to church. Well, you know what? My mom wasn't a good Christian home, so I'm never going back to church because my parents are hypocrites. Your foundation was your parents then. If your foundation is Jesus Christ, your parents are total hypocrites. You go to church anyway because he's your foundation. Well, I knew a church one time, and the church was full of a bunch of people, and then they were mean to me, so I'm never going back to church. Well, that church was your foundation. If Jesus Christ is your foundation, they couldn't keep you out of church. You'd find a good church, and you go to it. Jesus Christ is your foundation. Churches have gone to the point where even Jesus Christ is not the foundation of the church. As we saw in Matthew 18, upon this rock I'll build my church. And you know, churches don't have the foundation of Jesus Christ anymore. And you know what the foundation of most churches is right now? Two things, crowds and money. It's the foundation of most churches right now. How many do we run, and how much money do we have, and how nice a building do we have? And all those things aren't bad things, but they're not the foundation of the church. Good crowds are great. Having money and be able to help people with it is great. Having a nice building is all those things are great. And you know what? Praise God for them. But that's not the foundation of the church. The foundation of the church is Jesus Christ. If Jesus pleads with a church that's in hiding in Saudi Arabia, and there's five believers risking their life going to that church, hey, that's a church that's got a good foundation. It's a good church. You got to get the right foundation in your life. And the right foundation is a person. It's Jesus Christ. This is why so many Christians are wrong and unstable in their lives. This is, and by the way, here's one of the biggest things. Sometimes, let me bring it back to helping people. Many times a Christian will come to me and they'll struggle with this and they'll struggle with that and they'll always have sin in their life and they don't seem to take their sin seriously, or they'll have just struggles with relationships over and over and over, and they'll continue to struggle to read their Bible, and they're emotionally unstable, and just like their whole life is all wrong. You know what I'll talk to them about? When I realize I'm patching things and patching things and patching things and patching things, and I'm not really, all I'm doing is duct taping the Titanic. You know, eventually, what I do is I just talked about their salvation. I said, tell me about when you get saved, when you got saved. Tell me, do you know 100% sure you're going to heaven? You know what I usually find? Well, you know, I think so. I'm pretty good, and, you know, I've been saved, and I'm living a good life, you know, but I'm not 100% sure because, you know, I've done a lot of bad things. We found the root of the problem here. Your salvation is not secure. You don't understand salvation. See, the Bible says we are saved to the uttermost. And the foundation of the Christian life is salvation through Jesus Christ. And if you don't have salvation right, Christians don't have salvation right, you'd be amazed how kooky they become in everything. And it affects their marriage. Why? Because they don't feel loved unconditionally because they don't understand salvation. If you don't understand God's unconditional love, you can never understand real love. And you can never give real love. And their emotions are messed up and everything else. Why? Their foundation's wrong. And you got to make sure they're saved and go back to the foundation of salvation. Everything goes back to the right foundation, which is Jesus Christ. And if you start off on the wrong foot with not understanding salvation, then everything else won't make sense. Baptism doesn't make sense without salvation. Giving and loving and all the things, loving unconditionally, doesn't make sense without salvation. Living for heaven? Well, if you don't know if you're going there, why live for it? Why win souls? Everything's messed up. Number one, the right foundation must be laid, which is Jesus. Number two, in life's foundations, Number two, let me do it this way. When the foundation is wrong, the house will always have problems. When the foundation is wrong, the house will always have problems. You must lay the foundation of Jesus Christ, it says. There can no other foundation than that which is laid. Anybody here ever had a house or been in a house or a building that had a bad foundation? Anybody here ever seen that? Okay. It wasn't really a foundation that showed you what was wrong. It was usually a symptom in the house. Something else is wrong. And all cracked walls and come out, and your pipes just won't stay together. Your water always runs when it spills. You try to mop and the water just runs away from you. I mean, there's a lot of things that can happen that show you your house is wrong. But when the foundation is wrong, the house will have problems. This is the most important part of the message right here. So, I'm trying to lay a foundation in somebody's life. And here's an area where the foundation is wrong. I'm going to try to fix this thing, but it's not going to get fixed. They say, okay, you know what? For 5 years now, I'm always hurting in my finances. I seem like I'm always behind. I'm getting farther and farther in debt. I'm struggling more and more. My jobs always seem to disappear. I always seem to get laid off. I don't know where my money goes. And the credit card bill keeps on growing. I can never catch up. And this and that. So we start working on a plan, and we start working on how to spend your money. And here's how not to blow your money. And here's how to do this. And maybe you paid too much for a car. And you know what? You need to lower your rent. You need to pay off your bills. And we work on all these different things. And no matter what we try, we can't get their finances fixed. No matter what they try, they go to all the plans on TV. They read some good books on financial wisdom and how to handle your money. They learn how to invest their money, and they go and figure out how to put their money away carefully and what they should take out and whether they should pay off their debt. They do everything right, and guess what? Doesn't fix it. And then the question comes up, are you tithing? Well, no, I can't afford to tithe. Oh. The foundation of finances in the Bible is tithing. The Bible says, I curse you with a curse if you don't tithe. And I bless you if you do tithe. And you say, you know what? I should have more money than this. My finances should be better than this. And okay. At this point, I can give you all the financial advice in the world, and we can try to patch this guy. But your house is always going to crack. Doesn't mean you can't have a house. Doesn't mean you can't pay your bills and get by and everything else. You can live in a house with a bad foundation. But it's not very safe, and everything's kind of wrong. And if you're a Christian and you don't tithe, not the unsaved, they're not under God's law. But he punishes his own children. But you don't tithe, you know what? We're just going to try to fix everything because the foundation's wrong. Your foundation is not in tithing. And so somebody will say, well, I just can't afford to tithe. I say, you can't afford to tithe because you don't tithe. If you tithe, you'd be able to afford to tithe. That's by faith. You put God first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Now, let me get real offensive here for a minute. biggest thing I see this in is the family. God's got a right foundation for the family, and people don't want to follow God's way. Christians don't want to follow God's way in the family. There's a real clear order to the family and a real clear foundation. First of all, Jesus Christ should be the center of your home, the rock. But after that, God, you got to be very careful how you build thereupon. Understanding this, when the foundation is wrong, the house will always have problems. God's got an order for the home. Here's rocket science. You ready? God's order of the home is a mom and a dad. But a lot of people think they can start without that foundation and just get by and still everything will be okay. I'll just go mess around with this guy, or I'll go be with this girl, and you know what? We'll just take care of my kids real good on the weekends, or I'll just go without the other parent. I'll just be a real good parent for both of them. Get the wrong foundation. Single parenting is always out of whack. Okay? Before you say I'm not compassionate, find out how many single moms I've moved into my house. Okay? I understand this thing, and I care about them, and our church has a lot of them, and we love them to death, but there's a lot of problems. And you know what? A lot of those problems aren't, there's no real easy solution to, because the foundation's wrong. Well, I'm just going to do it, and I'll just raise my kids and nurture and admonition in the Lord, and I'll raise them right, and I'll try to do everything I can, and I'll try to have good kids. I just don't need a wife. I don't need a husband. It'll be fine if that. A lot of people raise your kids. Your foundation's wrong. Yeah, you can build a house on a bad foundation, but the whole time you're going to have problems and wonder, why can't I ever get this right? Your kids will have a problem obeying you? I don't care if you're the perfect parent. Kids need a mom and a dad. You children don't think you're going to get away with immorality and having a kid and being a single parent is going to be easy for you. It's going to be brutal. It's really tough. And you'll be saying, if I had somebody to back me up, and this is so tough, these kids just don't listen to me. If I have a mom and a dad, it works a lot better. God's real smart when he designed the family. It'll always be wrong with your kids. It'll always be messed up financially. The whole house, the whole home, the whole order, the whole system is tough. How do you do it? You can do it by God's grace, but it's not fun. Your foundation's wrong. Now I'm getting in real trouble. The foundation of God's way of building a home is the man being in charge. You say, but I'm smarter than him. And you know what? I got really good ideas, and I know how to do things better than him, except for that's not God's order. And when a woman isn't in charge of a home, things are always wrong. Not everything. The whole house is a disaster. They're not, you know, shooting each other. They might not even be hating each other or everything else, but it's out of whack. And the house will have leaning and cracks and everything else. You know how many houses that God ordains the man to lead the home? You know how many homes I've sat there and just said, you know what? Okay, let me tell you how to get along for today, but I can't solve this thing because you're running the show and you're supposed to be, and everything's wrong. And that's why decisions making is wrong. That's why you guys can't seem to get the finances quite right. That's why all of a sudden you guys argued about this. And that's why you didn't rent the right apartment. That's why you fought over the wrong, and you bought a dumb deal in the car. And you know what? The one who's God is ordaining to lead this home is not leading this home. And it's out of whack. It's not going to be right. By the way, when the wrong person runs a church, when the wrong person does anything, when it's out of old God's order, it's always messed up. When the kids run the home, that's really common nowadays. No parents will say, my kids run the home. They just let the kids run the home. We're going to do that. I want to watch this. I want to wait. I already bought you an Xbox. I want to wait. My kids. Okay, fine. I'll give you a Wii. Who just ran that? The kid. And when the kids are running the home's out of whack. And the home's all tilting, and the home's all wrong. Can you still have a home? Yeah. Can they still stay married? Yeah. Can it be okay? Yeah. Can a house still survive with a bad foundation? Yeah, but it's going to have problems. Why is my floor coming loose? My vinyl is all coming apart. Why is that? Why is it sagging in that corner of my house? Why does my roof keep leaking no matter how many times I patch it? Well, yeah, you can have a house with a faulty foundation, but you're going to have a lot of problems with it when it gets out of God's order. Homes supposed to be filled with love. Children are supposed to be in subjection. It will be hard. When the foundation is wrong, the house will have problems. You can have a church. Are there churches out there without the right foundation that look pretty good on the outside and seem to be doing okay? Yeah, they're okay, but there's all kinds of problems inside. Things aren't right because things aren't built the way God would have them to be built. And you can probably, if you just mess up your family and start with the wrong foundation, start it on adultery or fornication, start it without a mom or dad, start it without the right kind of thing, have the woman be in charge, have the kids running the home. If you do all that, you can still have a roof over your head. You can still live together in okay harmony and everything else, but you're always going to be wrong. You're building on a bad foundation. Work really hard and build the walls right, and you know the house is tilting this way, but you build the walls this way, and you try to get everything just right. Okay, you can get by. But you know what? If you put it in God's way and have a good foundation, you'd be a lot better off. Number two, we said when the foundation is wrong, the house will have problems. But with care, it can be livable and happy. So somebody comes along that they're not saved. We've had this lots of times. They weren't serving God. And single dad comes along. And he says, okay, pastor, I want to raise my kids right. And I've got this problem. Or single mom comes along. You know what? We can work with you. The Lord can do a great work, and it can be okay. And you know what? You can raise your kids for the Lord. It'll be very difficult. It'll be way harder. Your house is tilted. You're going to have to build your walls a certain way. You might have to prop some things up and jack some things up and double put some things in walls and all kinds of work you have to do. But if you are willing to work hard enough, you can have a good life. But it sure is easier just to lay the right foundation. It's easier to lay the right foundation. Instead of laying the wrong foundation, then hope you can fix it. Yeah, I don't want you to lose hope. It can be okay. And sometimes God blesses it and works and helps you if you're willing to be diligent. But again, you can live in a house whose foundation isn't perfect, but you just got to work harder and fix some problems, and more problems will come along. Your plaster will break more than most people's. You have to repair those walls more. Number three, in life's foundations, you sometimes have to build on a bad foundation that was laid. Let me take it to Revelation chapter 2. And when I just said that, the harsh part of understanding that it's going to be messed up, you're going to have problems, it's going to be tough on you. I don't want those of you who might be a little judgmental in this way to say, yeah, that's right, those people, and you just condemn those people and don't give them hope. We want those people to have hope. We want you to have hope, and those people have hope. And their lives can be good, and they can have good lives and blessed lives. It's just going to take a lot of work. But you can sometimes build on a bad foundation that was laid and just do what you can and make it as good as you can. And you know what? You still have a roof over your head. And yes, every month you have to go and fix this and repair this and break bracket this and strengthen this. But you know what? You can still have a roof over your head and have a nice house and make it nice as you can and make it good. In life's foundations, you sometimes have to build on a bad foundation. Look at this church. In Revelation chapter 2, we have the church of Thyatira, which has got a lot of bad foundations. And yet Jesus Christ goes to them and says, let's fix what we can here. And he says, we're not going to make you a perfect church. That's really noisy over there. Those keys are. We can't fix this church completely, but let's do the best we can and build on it the best we can. Revelation chapter 2, verse 24. But unto you I say, and unto the rest of Thyatira, as many have not this doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan, as they speak, I will put upon you none other burden, but that which ye have already, hold fast till I come. You know what? Do the best you can. I'm not going to lay anything else on you guys. You guys are in a mess. The church is all messed up. But those of you who are trying to serve me, I'm not going to give you any more burdens. I'm not going to overload with you. All you need to do, just hold fast till you come. I've had people who believe very strongly, and I totally understand and agree with them, that the woman is supposed to be a keeper of the home. The Bible says that. Woman's supposed to be a keeper of the home. And then, single mama comes to church, and she's got two or three little kiddies, and I'm helping them find a job. And somebody comes to me and say, why are you doing that? A woman's supposed to be the keeper of the home. Because we got to build on the foundation we have. There is no man. A widow the church will support. a single mom, the church is not going to support and pay all your bills. We'll help you out if we think you're being diligent. If you're not being diligent, we won't help you out. We might feed your kids. I'll take you to McDonald's, but if you're not being diligent, then you're not being diligent. But wait a minute. The foundation's wrong. And you know what? That's the only foundation they have right now. So you know what? They got to work, and I'm going to try to help them find a job while the kids are at school. Why? Because you got to hold fast that which you have until they come. So now, she works 60 hours a week. I say, no way. You're not going to work 60 hours a week. You got to raise your kids. Your mom and dad need to be at home as much as you possibly can. You need to work the minimum hours you can. You need to talk, maybe move them into mom and dad. You got to figure this out. You can't work many hours, but you know what? That's the situation. The foundation's already wrong. Why are you building on that foundation? Because it's the only foundation they have. Someday, I hope they get it fixed, get married, and get a house. And by the way, I'm totally against them working swing shift. I need to work when mom and dad. But that's, I'm duct taping things. There's no choice. That's the foundation they laid. Dad's not there. It's a bad situation. They made terrible choices. And you know what? It's a rough situation. You can condemn me for that or whatever, but you know what? That's the foundation that's laid. The best we can do is build a one-story house. I'm not going to build a two-story house. You can't build a beautiful two-story house you had planned. You messed it up. The two-story will collapse. Do I think of... By the way, my wife's never worked a day since we've had kids. Well, she's worked harder than me, but never worked a job where she gets paid since we've had kids. I believe a woman's a keeper of the home, and she should be home with the kids. That's what I believe. That's God's way. But sometimes you got to build in the house at the bad foundation, and you make do, and it's tough. And you know what you got to do? When you get home and you're exhausted from work, you got to go home and act like you're not exhausted from work and give those kids all the attention and love in the world. You don't know how hard that is, Pastor. Tough. That's the bed you made. You don't go home and gripe and scream at the kids and lay around on the couch and say, make your own dinner. No, you went and slept with a man who wasn't your husband, and you're going to have to be tough and go and act like you're happy and cook them food and take care of your kids. And don't let the TV babysit them. Shouldn't have had kids alone. Dad or mom or whoever. That's foundation you laid. It's going to be really tough. And that's what you got to do. But in life's foundation, sometimes you have to build on a bad foundation. There's no choice at that point. I will lay upon you another burden. Hold fast that which you have. When I was in Hiles Anderson College, I did repair the drywall in the college. That was my job, and did the lights and a few other things. But one of the dorms is called the Rice Dorms. Every single room in a whole entire dorm, three-story dorm, the roof was cracked. It was sitting this much lower in one spot. It was just what. Every room cracked, and they laid the foundation on a spot that was soft, and they didn't dig deep enough and get the ground hard enough, and the whole building settled, and every room cracked. I went, and I just said, you guys want me to try to fix this? They said, nah, it's too big a gap. Don't worry about it. It's been like that for years. Just leave it like that. That's the foundation they had. That's the building they had. They already built on it, and it settled down. Okay. Well, make sure the building's safe and live with the room with the building with a crack in it. You've got to build on life what you're dealt sometimes. You get saved later in life, everything's all wrong, things are tough, things are rough, but you know what? You can build on your life. That's what you got to do. It's the best you can do. And God says, I want you to do the best you can do, Thyatira. Just hold fast that which you have till I come. You can't have a perfect situation because you didn't handle your situation right. Listen, somebody goes out... They get $20,000 in debt. I don't believe in debt. I think they should pay all their debt off right now. They can't. They messed up. Now we're going to dig out and not charge anything up. Give me your credit cards. We're cutting them up right now. And we're going to work on it and fix things. But you just got to build in life when you lay a bad foundation. Some people have done that and there's no going back. But you got to do that. Foolish people. Foolish people put new houses on bad foundations. Boy, do I see this a lot. You go out, somebody sleeps with a bad guy, and he's a bum, has a baby, and says, oh, man, this foundation is so crooked. He left me. He went away from me. And now I'm all alone. I got to raise this kid, and I'm going to have to go on welfare and have a tough life, and this is terrible. Oh, man, what a bum that guy was. It was terrible. Okay, well, let's rebuild that foundation. 2 years later, Same lady's house is torn down. Her house collapses. Everything's bad. Oh, this is terrible. The guy left me. Everything's wrong. My house is torn down. And you know what she does? She's pregnant again. But you know what? I'm going to build a good house this time. Oh, good. He got married this time. And wait till you got married and have a man who's committed to you and is willing to buy you a ring. Well, he told me he's going to marry me someday. And you're building on that same foundation, aren't you? Yeah, but this time the house will be fine. Guy leaves. She's on welfare. Everything's wrong. Everything's bad. He gets out of jail. He loves me. He's back. And I'm pregnant again. And we're going to build a great house. Oh, that house collapsed twice in that foundation, and the third time's a charm. You're going to build a house in that foundation this third time, and it'll turn out really good. That's called the definition of insanity. If you built a house on a foundation and it collapsed, and then you built another house in that foundation and it collapsed, I bet you if you build a house in a foundation a third time, I'm taking up odds, I bet you it's going to collapse again. And listen, if you continue to build foundations in the wrong things in your life, if you continue, a church continues to keep on failing and failing and failing because they're building it on people and money, and then they say, well, this time I'll have big enough offerings and we'll really push for money. And how many times you got to fail in your life at the same things? Well, I haven't tied this time, but you know, eventually it's going to work out. Been doing that for 10 years. But you know what? This time I got my master plan. I'm going to be a millionaire in 5 years. I saw it in the video the other night at 2 in the morning. And you know what? I'm going to be rich someday. And you know what? I'm not going to need the tithe because I'm going to have so much money and you watch. It'll work out. Okay. How many times you tried the foundation without Jesus Christ of your finances and failed? 6. Well, 5 times let me try bankruptcy. Right now, I'm thinking about it. And they claim bankruptcy and they try the same thing over again. Another bad relationship, another foolish decision, another time you went to a church and didn't get close to Jesus Christ and thought everything would turn out good. I can just be religious. No, you've got to know God personally. At the foundation of him. Foolish people put new houses on bad foundations. Foolish people put new houses on bad foundations. Can you imagine what happened to the builder if he built another house on a foundation of a house that collapsed? Next, and the last one, the Lord, in his mercy and power, can straighten out bad foundations. Let me take it to Isaiah. I just want you to be able to help people tonight, not to make them feel hopeless if they don't feel like the foundation is good, if the foundation is good, because there is hope. But I want you to realize that many times you're trying to fix somebody's life, and boy, you're trying to fix this marriage. But you know what? He married a lady who wasn't a Christian. And you teach him the methods for getting along, but it just doesn't seem to work. Well, first of all, you do this, and then you bring this, and you do this, and you say this, and here's another method for raising your kids, and here's how you do everything, and everything you try, just kind of things keep going back to bad. Why? They married an unsaved person and violated Scripture. And it's very hard on that bad foundation of one being saved and one being not saved to really make it work good. It's tough. It's a bad foundation. Can you do things to try to make it right? Yes. But you started the bad foundation. But if somebody will serve God, and here's the hope of it, if somebody will be diligent and serve God and put their life in God's hand and turn their life around, that's what I want to say tonight. If you'll decide to serve God and turn your life around, you might have married the wrong person. You might have messed up in your life. You might have not have tithed. You might have done your things wrong. You might have been to church before and really fell away from God and messed everything up. But you know what? With God, he has the ability to straighten out bad foundations. Isaiah chapter 40. And there's a lot of verses in Isaiah, especially about this. See, in Ecclesiastes 1:15, it says, that which is crooked cannot be made straight. But the perspective of Ecclesiastes is everything under the sun. But when God is involved, he can take something messed up and make it good. And God has that ability. In Isaiah chapter 40, in verse 3, the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. This is what Messiah can do. And the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. I want to say this, having worked in many bad foundations, many, many bad foundations, can I say I'm amazed how God can fix a house up? God has a way of jacking it up and putting new concrete underneath and fixing everything else if two things happen. One, the person really seeks God first and puts God first in a life. Other words, they say, my foundation is all wrong. Lord, I need you to put a new foundation in my house. And God, only God can do that. Without God, your foundation's always wrong and everything's always messed up. But by God's power and God's grace, if you'll lay Jesus Christ a foundation, he can do amazing things. And two, if they'll be diligent. Because you got a lot of damage after you build a house on a bad foundation. But you know what? House is going to be repaired. You can tear down all the drywall in one room that was all messed up, where the ceiling sunk and everything is messed up. You put new drywall in there. You got the foundation right. Now you put new drywall. You go up and patch the roof. And boy, when you jack it up and get it right, all kinds of things are hard. And it's hard work. And it's hard work to get your life rebuilt when it's been on a bad foundation. But if every man will be careful where and how they build upon there. And the Bible says that if you will do that, you can get that. You can have a great life, and they can have a great life. So two things I want you to learn from helping people. One, if the foundation is wrong, you'll always be doing patchwork in lives. It is just rough work, and you're saying, why do I keep trying to fix this, and something else falls? Try to fix this, something else falls. The foundation is not right. Number two, realize that even if the foundation was wrong, if they will decide to get right with God and relay a new foundation, putting Jesus Christ first in their life and getting godly principles in their life, there is a way that God can do a miracle and fix things. There's hope. But I have spent so much time not understanding the foundation principle with somebody at the wrong foundation. And I'm sitting there trying to fix one thing and another thing breaks. I fix one thing, another thing breaks. I fix another thing, another thing breaks. I fix another thing, another thing breaks. And I'm saying, why? There's no way to fix this person's life. Every time I fix one thing, another thing breaks. Because the foundation's all wrong. Sometimes I'm the foundation of their life. They're serving God because of me. Sometimes it's the church, sometimes the religion, sometimes it's all kinds of things. Sometimes it's a relationship, and sometimes everything in our life hinges back to a foundation, and I'm just trying to fix a house with crumbling foundation. You know what? You need a whole new foundation in your life. You need to build your life upon the sayings of Jesus Christ. No other foundation can any man lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. And if I'm going to win somebody to Christ and train them, I better get them started off on Jesus Christ. Otherwise, their house will crumble. And I've seen that too, where somebody just disappears from the will of God. Why? Bad foundation. They knew a lot of Bible. They went to church for a while and everything. Bad foundation. It's got to be Jesus and him alone. Not me, not open door, nothing else, but just a person. Let's bow our heads for prayer. Father, tonight we want to talk about the foundation of Jesus Christ and the foundation and how to rebuild foundations. I want to pray today if some people have built some bad foundations in their lives and built upon that. And boy, Lord, most of us do that until we really get established in the faith. Lord, I pray we'd fix that. Others who have a bad